to Romans 12 and verse 2. Romans 12 and the second verse. If you're there, please say amen, amen, so that we can read together. One to go, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now let's go together to the book of 1 John. 1 John. Not John 1st, but 1 John. Chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. And we're going to read the 8th verse together. One to go. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. May the word of God profit your life today as you mix it with faith in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I titled today's message, Conquering the Enemy Within. Say it with me. Conquering the enemy within. Conquering the enemy within. Many a times we talk about the enemy that is on the outside, the external enemy. We talk, for example, in the whole world now, there is a lot of talk about terrorism. There are terrorists, people who violently intimidate lives of people. Praise the Lord. And such people are all over the world, terrifying people and intimidating people for whatever ideology or cause that they have given their lives to. But more importantly, beloved, we are not talking about external terrorism today, but we are talking about an enemy that is within. Praise the Lord. Whether we understand it or not, many of us must have been going through some things on the inside, in your own mind, that has troubled you and disturbed the peace of your mind. And today, I want to zero in on something that the Lord laid in my heart, and that is conquering an enemy that is within us. The enemy within us are the forces of evil that wants us to bow down to its own pattern of operation. That's the enemy that is within us. As a believer, a kingdom citizen, when you are born again, you have given your life to Christ, the Bible says, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, that you are a new creature. All things have passed away and all things have become new. But if you have been with the Lord and in the Lord for a while, you will understand and agree with me that even though the Bible says all things are new, you are still dealing with some old issues. Amen. And you begin to wonder, what is going on the inside? If the scripture says, like from our text, 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8, for this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy all the works of the devil. In other words, Jesus was revealed in the physical to destroy all the works of the devil. So he came here on earth for the destruction of all the works of the devil. What are the works of the devil? The works of sin, works of sickness and diseases, works of sorrow.
So he came to destroy sin. He came to destroy the power of sin over the life of as many as will believe on him and accept him as their Lord and personal Savior. Can I hear an amen? So Jesus came for that purpose, the Bible tells us, to destroy all the works of the devil. Hallelujah. That's why he came. And it's important for you and I to understand that. He came to destroy the works of the devil. Wow. You must catch this revelation today. Because when the works of the devil are destroyed, there is no limitation to your blessing. Praise the Lord. So he came and he destroyed. How many of you agree with me that Jesus has come and he has done what he came to do? He came to destroy all the works of the devil. So all the works of the devil are already destroyed. I thought I would hear a believing amen there. Why then am I having issues? Why am I troubled in my soul? Hello? If all the works of the devil have already been destroyed, why am I still going through the trials and the challenges that I'm going through? If failure have been destroyed, why have I failed? Hallelujah. If sickness has been destroyed, why am I sick? Hello? If poverty has been destroyed, why am I still struggling in my finances and I cannot meet basic necessities of life? Hello, somebody. And God wants to tell you why today. Praise the Lord. This brings me to the story. Let's put it in proper context. In the Bible, in Deuteronomy chapter 1, this was Moses talking to the children of Israel, just refreshing their minds about all the things that God did for them when they left Egypt. And while they were going through this refresher course, he told them about the enemies that they met on the way. They met two kings and they destroyed them. He told them how they were afraid going into the territory that God has given unto them. He told them about all those nations that God told them that these nations are not a challenge for you. I've given you their land. Hello? He said, but you rebelled against the Lord because you didn't trust him. And because of it, a journey that should have taken 11 years to 40 years. Taking 11 days took 40 years. Is somebody listening? God already told them, I have given you this land. He said, now go and contend with it. But they saw giants in the place and they said, we cannot overcome them. Hello? They told Moses, why have you brought us into this place for us to suffer? Shouldn't you have left us in Egypt where we were? Why have you brought us into this desert to suffer? Now, when God told them, I have given you this blessing, They saw an opposition, and immediately concluded that the opposition has neutralized the word of God. Hello. But the truth is that their problem was not the Gagashites, Hivites, Jebusites, Ammonites, and the Amorites. They, all the Devilites, were not really their problem. Their problem was their mindset and their attitude. That was their problem. Praise the Lord. So, beloved, many a times when God has given you a word of promise and you are facing real deep challenges, you know, the Bible makes us to understand. He said, problem will always come, trial will come because of the word. That's why it came. If you get that, hallelujah. Trial will arise because of the word that you have received. That's why it will arise. Praise the Lord. The trial cannot change what God has promised. Because God, we heard it today also, is a promise keeper. He's a covenant keeper. Praise the Lord. So he cannot change. He cannot change. So the issue that you and I really do have is the battle that is going on in our minds. Praise the Lord. The devil is, he's fighting on the inside. Because if a man's life is going to change, his mind must first of all change. His mind has to change. Your victory begins from your mind. That's where it starts. And that is where the war begins also. That's where the enemy fights the enemy within. Hallelujah. If you've had a very messy past and you came to Christ, the enemy will come with thoughts of your past. He will bring it to your mind. Why does he do that? To confuse you about your freedom. That you are not yet free. You are not free from what you have done in the past. Hello? So it is not that God has not set you free. It's very clear. John chapter 8 and verse 36. If the Son has set you free, you are free indeed. Please add that. Indeed. That is, in every way and in all ways, you are free. Tell yourself, I am free. So many a times you see, the devil is the one pursuing me. He doesn't want me to get what I want. He doesn't. The fight is in your mind. Praise the Lord. Because you have already received your freedom. Hallelujah. You have already received your victory. You have already received your freedom. Hallelujah. You know, when God told us, he said, look, after this fast, impossibilities will become possible. God didn't lie. Hallelujah. But if you think that word is not going to be tried, I was saying it at Wednesday service. I said, it is a case of, you see, if when you are cooking, amen, when do you see flies most? After all the mama cooks have
cleaned everywhere. Hello? Is that not where you see? When they are cooking and the flame is burning high, you don't see flies around. Because they will be roasted. Hallelujah. But once everywhere is now cool, and then the enemy will now show up and say, hey, you think you are free now? You think you have your victory now? It's not over. Okay, what has changed? Has anything changed? Have you seen anything? And then he begins to bring those thoughts into you. Maybe it's going to be same old, same old. Maybe it's the same thing that happened. Maybe I fasted last year too. What did I get out of it? Nothing happened in my life. How is it going to change? Will anything change this time? I've not seen anything. It's not going to happen. That is the enemy within. Hello? That's the enemy within. The battle is in your mind. Because the enemy wants to tie us down to defeat. I've come to let somebody know today that God didn't create you for defeat. Hello? No. Jesus came to destroy defeat. And he gave us victory. Praise the Lord. But in your mind, he comes with his wiles, faithless suggestions, dropping things in our minds. It can't work. It's too late. If God would have done it, he would have done it since. Hello? It can't change. I think it's going to be like it was before. Always wanting to tie us to the past. But guess what? That is why it is the past. It is past. Hallelujah. All things are now new. For this purpose, Jesus came to redeem us from our past. For this purpose, he came. To redeem us from sicknesses and diseases. But I'm still feeling sick now. You know, the devil is even so wicked. Even where that you will get help, he will put some thoughts in your mind not to seek help when you need it. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Even sometimes you feel that you have some form of ailments or some things. And he will tell you, there's no need. Don't go to the doctor. First of all, he will create fear in you. That what the doctor is going to tell you is what you don't want to hear. So he stops you from growing anyway. Praise the Lord. And if you are a very spiritual, born again, really hot one, that one, he will say, your faith is not. What can doctor do? You just have faith. I said, no. Let the doctor tell me what it is. Then I have faith. Praise the Lord. And because you must know what you're fighting against. Praise the Lord. The devil works in different ways. Yeah, these evil forces, this is how they operate in our minds. So that once you already lose the battle, because you see, you cannot be thinking defeat and expecting victory. You cannot be thinking bondage and expecting freedom. You cannot be thinking failure and expect success. It's not possible. Why? Proverbs 23:7 tells us, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if you are thinking failure, you are not expecting success. What you think is how your life will go.
Beloved, sometimes it's important that you sit yourself down, talk with yourself, praise the Lord, and ask yourself what you have been thinking about. You need to take time on your own, by yourself. Ask yourself, what have I been thinking about? What are my thoughts about my situation? Get to know your own thoughts about your own situation. Praise the Lord. You just might be surprised. You might be shocked that you have not been thinking the thoughts of God concerning your situation. You might just discover that the enemy has been selling you all sorts of negative attitude concerning your situation and circumstances. And that's where the defeat comes. Could it be that the challenge that you are facing is as a result of how you perceive your situation? Could it be that it's the way that you have processed it in your own mind that is responsible for where you are? Could it be that you have actually in your mind accepted defeat? Could it be possible that in your mind you have believed a lie that God cannot help you? Could it be possible that you have come to a conclusion that nobody will help you, that you are not good enough? Hello? That no man would desire you. Could it be your thoughts? Beloved, let's be real today. What have you been thinking? What's on your mind? Examine your own mind. Check your own thoughts. What have you been thinking about your situation? To thine own self be true. Do you really, really believe that you are free? Do you really, really believe that you have victory already? Do you really, really believe? Because if you truly believe that Jesus has destroyed all the works of the devil, then you will have peace of mind. Your attitude will be right towards whatever situation or trial that you are going through. You will not look at yourself and feel sorry for yourself and call a pity party and said it's all over for me. No, you will stand and tell the devil, it's not over until God says so. Praise the Lord. It will show in your attitude. Hallelujah. If you truly believe all the works of the devil has been destroyed, it will show in your attitude. Your attitude will be an attitude of rejoicing because you know that there is nothing the devil can do. The head of the snake is already caught. When you kill a chicken, you cut the neck, the whole body will still be flapping around. Does it mean that the chicken is alive? It's only a question of time. It will be silenced. Praise the Lord. But that is determined by what is going on the inside. Is the enemy within having an upper hand? Is he having an upper hand? It ought not to have an upper hand. Let's go into the Bible. Open your Bible to Galatians chapter 5. Let's read from verse 17 to 18. I want you to keep your eye on this one. This is important. Galatians chapter 5, verse 17 to 18. And it says, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to another,
to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. There is a war that is going on the inside. Amen. Can you see that? He said the flesh, referring to how you are thinking. The wrong thinking is lusting against the right thinking. Thinking the way that God thinks. But the devil wants you to think contrary to how God thinks about you and about your situation and about your future. He wants us to think differently from that. And the Bible here tells us both of them are lusting after each other. And there is now a confusion as to where should I stand. There is a struggle that is going on. Why is that struggle going on? Because when we got born again, beloved, our spirit was regenerated in Christ Jesus. So we have a regenerated spirit that is alive to the Spirit of God and alive in Christ. But then our body and our souls are not yet renewed. Praise the Lord. And I've told you before, the components of your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. So once the soul is not renewed, the Bible tells us as to how the soul can be renewed. Praise the Lord. So an unrenewed mind who believed and was defeated once, hallelujah, by sin, that sin had dominion over it, defeated by sickness and diseases, defeated by lack and poverty, is now struggling with the spirit that is alive in God, that wants to reveal godliness and righteousness through your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. And it is important that every child of God should manifest the victory of Christ in their lives. Everyone must have a testimony of that victory in your life. You have to have it. Otherwise, there is no way you can really be an effective witness for Christ Jesus if you have no victories in your life. So the two are fighting each other. Let's go to Romans 7. Just to confirm this, let's see what Apostle Paul also said about it. Then we will go to how we can deal with it. Beloved, this is an important message. Because if you understand what God is saying from today, you will never be afraid anymore of whatever the enemy is doing. Because his works are already destroyed. All I need is that I must believe it myself. Praise the Lord. Amen. And information is different from understanding. I just thought I should put that down. Because many of us, we gather information, gather knowledge. And we think because of the information, because of the knowledge, we have what it takes to defeat the enemy that is within. That one that is in your mind that wants to overcome and take control and influence your decisions. No. You can't stop at information level. Christians of today, we gather a lot of information. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's provided everywhere. Anywhere you are going, you will listen to one message somewhere. Books are there, tapes are there, all sorts of things. Some we write on our wristband and all the things. I am more than conquerors is on the wristband. And then the devil is tormenting you on the inside, terrorizing you. Hallelujah. And you are saying, God, when am I going to be delivered? You are already delivered.
You know what? You have a lot of information and knowledge, but you have absolutely no experiential knowledge. Because information you have received, you are yet to apply it into your life. It doesn't automatically become applied. That one is your responsibility. Praise the Lord. And that's where the fight is. Romans 7, verse 18. Romans 7, verse 18. Let me read. I read up to 25. Oh, let me read from my NLT. Okay. 18 to 25. For I know that in me. Now listen attentively. This is Paul talking. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me. But how to perform, is somebody listening? How to perform that which is good, I find not. The will to do that which is good is already in me. But I cannot find out how to bring it to pass. And that is what I keep saying. I said the greatest challenge of any Christian is to turn information, hallelujah, to manifestation in their lives. It's in between. That's why many people give up and fall flat on their feet. And you are not the only one. Paul is saying it here. He said, for the will is present with me. The will to do the will of God. The will is there because my spirit is renewed. My spirit always wants to do God's will. Praise the Lord. But my mind is running riot. Wants to do what it wants to do. So he said, but how to perform that which is good? I find not. Verse 19. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Do you know that when you have doubt in you, you are doubting God's word, it is evil. Do you know it's an evil deed? God regards it as evil. He regards it as evil. He regards it as wickedness. It is a rebellion towards God. When you doubt God, because you are telling God he is not God, he doesn't take it lightly. Now, if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Now, this is important. It is not I. He's referring to his own spirit. He said, no, it's not my spirit that is doing it, because the spirit of God, the day you gave your life to Christ, came to dwell in your spirit. So your spirit can't sin again. But your mind is sinning. 20. I find then a law, listen, that when I would do good, evil is still present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. That is his spirit. Delights in doing the will of God. But I see another law in my members. There are two. Hello? Did you get it? There are two. In my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin. Is somebody listening? He said, this other law is bringing me into captivity. Hallelujah. I am free, but there is a law that is bringing me into bondage. There is a law that wants to put me down into failure. There is a law that wants to bind me into sickness. There is a law that wants to bind me to my past.
24. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He said, this is wretchedness. I'm confused. How am I going to get away with it? How am I going to rise above all those thoughts in my mind, going through my mind, telling me I can't make it, telling me it's over for me, telling me my past, my future cannot be better than what my past has revealed, telling me that I might as well settle for failure, telling me I can't go any further than this, telling me the dreams that I have are not real, it's not possible, I haven't got what it takes to realize those dreams, telling me nobody cares, nobody loves me, nobody will ever want me, telling me the bad things that I've done in the past, I'm paying for it right now. The devil is a liar. I said the devil is a liar. Please tell the person sitting next to you, the devil is a liar. I don't know who he's talking to, but it's definitely not me. Because concerning me, the devil has lost the battle. And you need to say it to yourself now. Me, I'm saying my own. Hallelujah. 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 By your own thoughts, you can deliver yourself. By your own thoughts, you hold your victory and you don't allow anybody to take it away from you. Praise the Lord. So the Bible tells us in that Romans 12:2, do not be conformed. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So how am I going to really get my mind renewed? How do I win this battle on the inside of my mind? Hallelujah. So that the forces of evil do not keep defeating me. Hallelujah. I cannot be a royalty in captivity. I'm a child of the living God. I belong to a royal family. The wealthiest family in the universe. The family of God. Where nothing is lacking, nothing is broken, and nothing is missing. So I cannot settle for less than is God's best for my life. I've got to defeat the other law in my mind. I've got to defeat it. Tell two or three people, I've got to defeat it. So how are we going to defeat it today? Number one, the Bible says, renew your mind. Renew your mind. Romans chapter 8 and verse 1. Romans 8 and verse 1. It says, there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Now let's read it together if you're there. One to go. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. No more condemnation. Your past failure can no longer condemn you. Your past missteps can no longer condemn you. Praise the Lord. For in Christ Jesus, we have been made free from anything that has once held us in captivity to sin, to sickness, and to sorrow. Hallelujah. I thought I would have somebody that will receive that. You don't know what Jesus Christ has done for us. You don't know the price. You do not know the magnitude of the price, of the sacrifice that he made on the cross to see you and I free. Do you know what it means to say sin has no more dominion over you? Do you know what it means that you are free? Hallelujah. You do not know God as a healer until you are sick and he heals you. Praise the Lord. That's why I keep telling you, God cannot be taught. I can't teach you God. He will have to be revealed. He can only be revealed. God is a revelation. And he loves revealing himself. That's why no matter the trial you are facing, it's for a revelation of God. God wants to reveal himself.
So it's not over. You are not going through something and you think that thing is just going to end your life. How? Did that thing create you? By virtue of creation, it's not your creator. By virtue of redemption, he didn't redeem you. And if God redeemed you, he started your life, he is the one that has the right to conclude it. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Don't be intimidated by what is going on in your mind. From today, you are not going to walk like a defeated person.
Amen.
You will walk like a victorious person that you are. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. No matter the problem that is coming, no matter the mountain, how big it is, you will open your mouth and tell that mountain, you better move aside.
Amen.
Can I hear a bigger amen?
Amen?
We are more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us. Hallelujah. Renew your mind. For there is no more condemnation. I refuse to be condemned to sickness. I refuse to be condemned to failure. I refuse to be condemned to poverty. Because Christ didn't die and shed his blood to give me those things. Praise the Lord. So that law that wants to put me in captivity to that law must die. I'm not under that law anymore. Praise the Lord. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ has made us free from the law of sin and death. Glory be to Jesus. I said, glory be to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So renew your mind, as we have read in that Romans 12 and verse 2. It said, renew your mind by the word of God so that you will know that which is good and acceptable will of God and perfect will of God. How do you know that which is good, acceptable, and perfect will of God? It is living free in the freedom by which Christ has made you free. That's how you know. You want to know what is acceptable to God, what is good, what is the perfect will of God. It is you living free in the freedom to which Christ has made you free. Hallelujah. He's living in it. And you live in it by renewing your mind with the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If God says you are free, believe it. And that ought to settle it. Praise the Lord. You know, one of our brothers was preaching. He said, there are no new victories. Nothing can be more true. Hallelujah. It is so true. The victory has been won over 2,000 years ago. Over every challenge you are facing right now. You already have victory. You already have it. Now live it. Live it. By telling that other law, I give you no access to operate on my mind. No. The devil likes to play with our minds. Because he knows, you see, that's the only place that he can fight us. Is in our minds. He can't fight us anywhere. And he knows if he can get our minds to follow his faithless suggestions, he knows that that victory cannot be realized by us. Not because the victory is not there, but because we are not able to take it. Just like those children of Israel. God has given them the land already. They are the ones that refuse to take it. By not renewing their minds based on the promises of God. Let's go to the second thing. Renewing your mind. Second one. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. That's what you need to do. To silence that other law. You must guard your heart. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. What does it say? Proverbs 4, 23. keep your hearts, a translation says, keep your heart with all diligence. From out of it proceeds the issues of life. So the issues that concerns your life, he said, it proceeds from your heart and from your mind. So you need to guard your heart as to what comes there. That's why what we see and what we hear, give ourselves to, is very important. You see, a lot of us during this 21-day fast, because we gave ourselves to spiritual emphasis more than any other emphasis, you would see, in fact, some of you that have not seen anything or you have not been sensitive to something, you were sensitive. Praise the Lord. You became sensitive. The reason is because you gave more time to spiritual things. Hallelujah. And that's why you just cannot stop there. If you really want to be on top, you must ensure that you continue on your own. Hallelujah. Don't think anybody is going to lay hands on you so that your mind will now begin to follow God. No. That one you are going to have to do by yourself. Praise the Lord. The Lord has spoken over your life. He has spoken good concerning you. Now you have a responsibility to declare to negative forces, that good shall come to pass in my life. That is your responsibility. No matter the contrary manifestation. That's your responsibility. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Anybody there? Have you opened to it? Proverbs 4:23. What did he say, my sister? Guard your heart above all else. Because it is going to determine the course of your life. That's why you need to guard what is coming in. Because whatever you hear or whatever you see will determine how you think. What you are thinking will determine your attitude. Your attitude will determine your action. And your actions will determine the path of your destiny. So it's important what I give my eyes to see. You see, I remember in Sunday school when we were young, we were still going to church. We go to Sunday school, and there is a song that they used to sing. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. Why? Recently I was just thinking about it, and I said, wow. What a powerful admonition for us. Be careful what you give your ears to. Many of us listen to things that will not help us to stand in faith. Many of us surround ourselves with people who are so negative. You need to change your group. If people are around you, they're speaking, just get out of the place. Hallelujah. Just get out of the place. There are people, they can never see anything positive in anything. I'm tired of people that have bitterness in their hearts, because I always say that bitter people never see anything good. Because nothing is sweet to them. Nothing. But you are going somewhere. Amen. I said you are going somewhere. Amen. Somewhere to manifest the glory of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So it's important. Be careful what your eyes see, what your ears hear. Hallelujah. Because it will affect how you think. It will form your perception. So you have to hear the word of God. Hear words that will encourage you to stand, that will edify you. Praise the Lord. That will tell you the right thing to do. Number three. Conquer and dominate by the word of your testimony. We had that scripture. I just smiled today when I had it. Revelations 12, 10 to 11. Revelations 12. The Bible says we overcame him by what? By the blood of the Lamb. And by what? By the word of our testimony. I love that scripture. Many of us read it. But beloved, this is a revelation. Powerful revelation concerning that scripture. He said, you overcame by the word of your testimony. Now, what are the situations that are seemingly impossible in your life right now? I mean, you just cannot see a silver lining. You cannot see any ray of light in front of you. What's that situation right now? Now, what has Jesus said that we have had today? He said, I already have victory over it. He said, I've made you free from its captivity. Glory be to Jesus. He said, I have already destroyed the works of the enemy concerning that thing. Hallelujah. And he said, I've given it to you. Is somebody listening to God today?
Yes.
He said, I've given it to you. It is yours.
Yes.
Now, what is your testimony? Your testimony cannot be, the devil is troubling me. Your testimony cannot be, am I going to get it? No, your testimony is, it is mine. So I overcame him by, it is mine. You can't have it. That's your testimony. You speak the end. Hallelujah. You don't speak what is happening right now. You speak the end because the end is the testimony. Hallelujah. What is the testimony of what you are facing in your life right now? I don't know. Maybe it's getting a new job. Maybe it's getting married. Maybe it's a financial increase. Maybe it's starting a new business. Whatever it may be. Hallelujah. Maybe it's promotion on the job. Maybe it's promotion in your education. Progress. Excellence. That is the testimony. Now overcome him by that testimony. Glory be to Jesus. That's how you overcome. By the word of their testimony. Don't wait until he shows up before you start talking your testimony. Start talking your testimony now. I said, start talking your testimony now. I said, start talking your testimony now. Many of us need to get this truth. You know why you have not reached that stage? You have not given yourself enough to spiritual things. You have not loaded your spiritual magazines enough. Hallelujah. The Bible says when the cloud is full, they will empty themselves. The cloud needs to be full. Fill your cloud and declare the testimony. Keep declaring it. Every day at the face of a contrary manifestation, declare your testimony right there. Don't wait for anybody. Don't care what anybody will say, whether they see it or they don't see it. I share my testimony here many times. I share it every time. You want to get married. I want to get married. I didn't see it. I woke up that morning. I got up and I say, this year I'm getting married. Why? I was declaring the word of the testimony. So I overcame the other law. By the word of the testimony. As the time I declared it, I had no boyfriend. I had nobody, no proposal, nothing. Nothing, nothing. Hallelujah. But I declared it because my spirit was full. My cloud, spiritual cloud, was so full. It had no choice but to empty itself. And when it came out, it was the other spirit that spoke. Hallelujah. And that same year, September that same year, I got married. That same year, I declared the testimony. Praise the Lord. Many of us, don't let the devil shut your mouth. If he shuts your mouth, he has shut your destiny. Praise the Lord. Speak it into the air. Let heaven hear. Let the devil and his hell, let them take notice. When they take notice, the earth will comply. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. God does not have defeated children. We are not a bunch of defeated people. Praise the Lord. We cannot be defeated. I don't care what the devil does. Let the devil steal from you black and blue. You will get it back 100 times over. It doesn't really matter. You will get it back. This is a question of power. And God's power passes any other power. And that's the power you carry. I said, that's the power you carry. Now use that power. Deploy it. Engage it. Declare your testimony. You will see it come to pass in your life. With your eyes you shall behold and see the reward of the wicked. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm closing in now. This is important. I must mention this scripture. Jeremiah 4 and 14. Jeremiah 4 and 14. Thank you, Lord. Jeremiah 4, 14. Got to go. Okay. Hear what the word of God says. O Jerusalem, wash thy heart from wickedness, that thou mayest be saved. How long shall thy vain thoughts lodge within thee? I love this translation from the Good News Bible. It says, Jerusalem, wash the evil from your heart. Remember, I said that not to believe God is evil. He said, wash the evil from your heart so that you may be saved. How long will you go on thinking sinful thoughts? How long will you go on? He's stopping today. Amen. Because the Bible says anything that is not of faith is sin. So sinful thoughts must go. Doubts must go. Unbelief must go. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes, it's very clear. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 5 declares to us that anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, we must cast out those imaginations. Praise the Lord. And we cast it out. We dominate it by the word of our testimony. Praise the Lord. The war is within us. It's in our mind. That's where the battle is. If you can win the battle of your mind, you will see your victory in the physical. Praise the Lord. Rise on your feet. God's desire for us is to live saved, sanctified, and satisfied in Christ. Not to live a defeated life in sin, in sorrow, and in sickness. That's not what Jesus died for. He shed his blood so that we can live victoriously and live successfully. That's what he wants for us. But we must renew our minds. We must allow our minds to be renewed. Praise the Lord. Jesus has won the battle for us. As in Colossians chapter 2, he said it. Everything that was contrary to us and against us, he has nailed it to his cross and blotted it out. And he has made an open show of all principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness and hosts of wicked spirits that are tormenting us in our minds. Bringing faithless suggestions and thoughts that are so negative so that we can miss our way. But we are telling the devil today, we are not missing our way. Amen. Jesus is the way. He is the truth and he is the life. And we belong to him. Hallelujah. And because Christ is in God and we are in Christ, we are not available for any negative influence. In the mighty name of Jesus, begin to talk to your God. Talk to your Father today. In the mighty name of Jesus. For by the help of the Holy Spirit, we will identify when our thoughts are going astray so that we can quickly bring it back. You are going to pray this morning and say, Holy Spirit, help me to be aware, to be sensitive when my mind is going astray. Help me. Let me be aware when my mind is going astray. When my mind is going astray to doubt, to unbelief, to negativity. Help me, Holy Spirit, to bring my mind back right on track. To believe what the word of promise says to me. Help me, Holy Spirit. The Bible says, it is he that walketh in us both to will and to do of what pleases the Father. So ask the Holy Spirit. He is on the inside of you as a child of God. Ask for his help. Jesus said, I will send you a helper. He will guide you into all truths. He will show you things to come. So begin right now. I say, Holy Spirit, help me. make me aware of any negative attitude immediately. And help me to correct it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And in the mighty name of Jesus, I declare you blessed. Blessed above every curse. I declare you today raised above every terror. Terror in your mind, terror on the outside. In the mighty name of Jesus. I declare in the name of the Lord Jesus that you are established in Christ beyond any form of oppression. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. What the enemy has stolen away from you, I command restoration into your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, give back that which you have stolen from them now. I command you in the name that is exalted above every name. Return it to them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything that has exalted itself above the knowledge of God in your heart and in your mind, today I cleanse them off by the blood of Jesus. I declare you victorious, and by the word of that testimony, everything that stands to defeat you is nullified, is frustrated, is disgraced out of your life, out of your destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will move forward from today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, receive progress. Progress spiritually. Progress financially. Progress materially. Progress educationally. Progress maritally. Progress physically. In the name of Jesus, I declare you healed right now. For the Bible says Jesus has destroyed all the works of the devil. And I declare to you that the work of sickness is destroyed in your life. Be healed now in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for all that you have done for us in Christ Jesus. And today, Father, we choose to live in the liberty to which Christ has made us free. We are not victims to the enemy, and we shall no longer be defeated. To the glory of your name. And through, O God Almighty, the testimonies in our lives, many will follow us to God. We thank you, Father, for it. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah.